This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, she's back. She's got more stamps in her passport now, which that thing has to look like it's been dragged behind a car by now. But once again, fresh back from the Philippines is the weaponized woman herself, Kita Bussey. Good evening, Madam Kita.
Long time no hear.
Say again?
Long time no hear. Kind of my fault, though.
I know. So how's it been?
The Philippines was fantastic. I even worked in a couple days on the beach. Did some island hopping with some of the others from the U.S. team. It was a lot of fun.
Now, shooting is a big thing in the Philippines, isn't it?
It is. They're basically born with a gun under the pillow there. A big part of their culture.
As far as can they carry guns in the Philippines? Can people, do they have permits? I mean, is it easy to get a hold of a gun? That kind of thing.
You can get a concealed carry permit. You have to be a resident of the Philippines, and you have to take a psych evaluation, a neuropsychological evaluation. You have to take a drug test, and there's a written test plus an actual physical test where you go and shoot.
Gotcha. That's interesting. Psyched. So do they actually have mental health professionals in the Philippines? Because I know we don't have any here.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And how did you, now, in the competitions that you were involved in, how did you do?
I did all right. I mean, you know, some ups and downs. had some equipment issues, and you know that's kind of part of the game. If your stuff works, you're already ahead.
Well, what about now? Like you went to Australia, and then you came back for what, a week, and then you went to the Philippines. Now, how do you acclimate to one, and then make that, then come back here and acclimate? Or did you? Were you ever able to?
No, Australia was way before that. I was in South Africa, and then I was home for less than a week, and then I went to the Philippines. So actually, when I got back from Asia, my internal clock reverted to the previous time zone I was in, which was Africa.
Right.
So even after I reverted back, I was still messed up.
So does that
clock was pretty crazy.
Does that mess with you as far as competitively?
Yeah, so I would recommend if you're going to compete internationally in a different time zone, you get there 3 days in advance to acclimate if it's an extreme time zone difference. If you travel regularly, you might not need as long, but if you've never done it before, definitely take that extra time to go and acclimate. And if you can, go there before a major competition. For example, the World Shoot is going to be in Thailand. So if you can, go to Thailand and shoot a match before the World Shoot to sort of get used to not only the time zone difference, but how they do things there and get comfortable with traveling with firearms to that place. and sort of finding your way around, so there's just less stress because you've done it before.
How many days is, I mean, like with the time zone and something, how many days are you allowing for now?
3 days is
three.
What most people need if they're not used to it. But for me, I land and then I teach the next day.
Right.
Because it's jet lag is just part of my lifestyle.
So are you done for until after, like, between now and SHOT Show, what will you have coming up?
I have a tentative class in Florida before SHOT Show. If that fills up, I'll make it out there. Otherwise, I have a class at Nellis Air Force Base just before SHOT Show. So I'll be there in advance of SHOT Show. I just booked my flight, and I'll be at SHOT Show for the week. Be there a little over a week. But other than that, I'm basically home. I usually schedule some time off where I'm home to do, you know, administrative work and work on my books and things like that.
Florida's just like going to the grocery store right now, though, for you, right? I mean, after all the places you've been this year.
Oh, yes. I mean, I got to catch up on some things.
Now, is this the life of a competitive shooter, or is this just because of the particular category that you sit in and occupy? And, you know, you're associated with Rock Island, which is an international arms corps, an international company.
Actually,
so.
I am no longer associated with Rock Island. My contract has come to an end, and I'm looking at going in a new direction.
I see. And is that something we can't talk about right now?
Well, not necessarily. My contract's up. I just decided I want to try shooting something different.
Right.
Not anything against them. Just looking at potentially shooting maybe a Nighthawk or a CZ or just something different. I've been shooting 40 for a while, and as you know, that can be pretty hard on the elbows over time.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to go back to 9mm.
Well, now, in the CZ, what would you shoot? Because they have a lot of 9mm considered shooting.
They
Plus, you're sort of familiar with the you're sort of familiar with that platform with when you were with Tanfoglio.
So a lot of people like the Shadow 2. That's probably the biggest gun for competitive shooting. Personally, for me, I have smaller hands being a female, so it's harder to reach the controls. And
Right. The
grip angle is not something that I'm used to. I mean, that would just take practice, but it's not something I'm immediately comfortable with. So I shot the Shadow, well, I guess you'd call it the Shadow 1 now, since there is a Shadow 2.
Right.
But I shot the Shadow when I was in Estonia and actually placed very well in a competition with that. And I took second lady in a competition in Africa this year, shooting the same gun. So I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working with the Isfix store based in Estonia, and they make springs and replacement parts for CZs that are really high quality. So having that relationship, I'd be able to get the parts I need to make the pictures if I do go the CZ route.
Now, if you wanted to, if you know what, we're coming up on the break. So instead of doing that, I got a couple of questions to ask you, because CZ, there's a lot of different ways you can go, and I'm very familiar with CZ.
Yeah.
They sponsor the show. So, and then we'll talk about Nighthawk as well, because that would be exciting as well. You have a new book out. What's it called?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports.
Where would they find that?
That is available on Amazon. Author is Keita Bussey. So if you Google Keita Bussey book or Smart Move by Keita Bussey, it'll come up.
Bussey being spelled B-U-S-S-E.
Yes.
Bussey. Rhymes with fussy. That's right. Keita Bussey. Don't get it. Don't mess that up. We'll be right back with the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, so, yeah.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the weaponized woman that is Keita Bussey, and we were just talking about where she might go as far as the next pistol sponsor she's looking for. Now, you're talking about CZ. Do you have to use a hammer-fired gun, for example?
If I'm shooting production, then yes. It depends what division I choose to shoot. So shooting 9mm, I would probably go with production. In the U.S., then you're limited to 10 rounds, so it makes it a little more complex to plan your stages.
You have
to plan in reloads, preferably while you're moving. You're not wasting time and you're multitasking. You can also shoot 9mm in a single stack. The reloads are harder because the magazines are smaller and the magwell is smaller. So that one's a little bit more complicated, harder to be proficient at. Limited is what I was shooting before using the Rock Island in 40. You get extra points for shooting a major power factor, shooting a 40 caliber versus a 9mm. But you can shoot limited minor using the 9mm round instead. You just don't get as many points, which means you have to be more accurate, which is going to take more time.
So now CZ has what I think are the best striker fired guns made. And that could not be considered production?
You can. You just have to have a safety.
Oh, okay. So it has to have a safety built on it. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So then you have to have the... Well, you could shoot like a Springfield XD. They have the safety built right into the grip. That's still a safety. So then you don't have to push a safety button before you start shooting. You just start shooting because it's built into the grip.
Right.
So, yes, you can. But with the guns that have double action, they're heavier guns, easier to be accurate with. So a lot of
right.
people like the metal guns just because of the accuracy, the weight, the length of the barrel, things like that. Makes it easier to be proficient.
Oh, I understand. I get it. I just, when you were talking about production, I don't know how these competitive things work. So let's segue then to Nighthawk, because Nighthawk has a bunch of 10-round single-stack 9mm 1911s, which you just came off of the 1911 platform. Those are nice.
And they're very good guns. I've never shot one, but I understand they have an excellent reputation, and they make some really nice guns. So I'm planning to shoot one at SHOT Show.
Well, so you're going to come to the party?
Yes, I will be at the agency party on Tuesday, and I will be at the range day as well.
Well, I don't go to range day, but I do go to the agency party.
Well, I'll see you there. We'll have a drink.
Nighthawk is one of my sponsors. I just sent two of their 9mm pistols back to them, the Agent 2. Which is very good. Yeah, very good. The Agent 2 is very good and equally as good as the President. Although, what else would you be looking for? Because the Agent 2, you can shoot extremely fast.
I'm not sure yet. I need to play around with some things to figure out what I'm looking for. I've only just begun to look.
Well, with the Nighthawk guns. Now the Agent 2 is the Agency Arms Nighthawk collaboration, so it's all steel gun. It just has an A carved into it. I used to consider that to be my kryptonite gun. That was the gun that I absolutely had to buy because I picked one up in 2018, cold. I never, I'd held it on the display floor, but I'd never picked one up with rounds in it. Picked it up. It was dark. We were shooting at a target. I don't know how far away it was, but it was a target, a steel target, and I never picked it up before. Wind's blowing. We're out in the desert. It's cold. It's January. And I put all 10 rounds on target in the dark at about, I don't know, 20, not, it wasn't 25 yards. It might have been about 15 yards.
And you don't think that's new girlfriend syndrome?
Huh? Say what now?
New girlfriend syndrome. There are two different types of new girlfriend syndrome you can get with a gun.
Yeah.
One is that you practice more because you're so excited you got a new gun, so then you get right. better and you think it's because of the gun. The other one is everything is different from what you've shot before, so you're just paying more attention.
I don't know. I got.
I take for granted.
They sent it to me here about 2 months ago, which is the first time I'd held it since then, and I took it out and shot it again, and the same thing happened. So, you know, if absence made the heart grow fonder, I guess we could apply that. Here. But, the whole thing about it is that the gun itself, it's metal and it has a safety and it has grip safety, but it is and it's a production gun. I mean, they do produce it, but. You know, that would be, I don't know. Y'all talk that one. Your buddy Fisher, he had a little bit to do with that development, too, because, you know, he deals with both of those guys, so.
Oh, yeah. And I know my friend Tim Heron shoots Nighthawk as well, and he adores them. He loves those guns. He shoots single stack, though.
Yeah.
So that's a perfect fit for him.
I haven't tried one of their double stacks yet, but they look very intriguing to me. But Nighthawk pistols are just they're just nice. They're just
yeah.
nice. Although they got a new CZ coming out called the DWX or the CWX. It's supposed to be single action, but it looks like the Shadow with the single action trigger. They got that coming out.
I haven't had that one either.
Yeah. Well, that one isn't. I called them the other day and I said, "When are you guys going to have a?" Media copies of that. They were like, "You have to shut you." So, anyway, I find it hard for you to be able to lose with either one of those.
Yeah, there are a lot of options. I'm trying to weigh those options and figure out what is the best route for me to take.
There you go. Let me get you to hang on there one more time. Tell everybody where they can find your book, what it's called.
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. It's available on Amazon.com by Kita Bussey.
KITABUSSE. Bussey yes. rhymes with the fussy. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are tweeting out a Christmas greeting to the nation.
The President and I want to wish each and every American a very Merry Christmas.
Christians celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and rejoice in his love for every person.
Melania Trump posted the video on Twitter, and the President retweeted it. The couple is spending the holiday at the President's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president did speak to members of the military via video conference on Christmas Eve and also went to a Christmas Eve service. If you're traveling on this Christmas day, that should be a breeze for most of the folks out there, as FlightAware is reporting only 64 cancellations in the United States and about 30 delays. The airports with the most delays are Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis. Temperatures across the country are relatively mild as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, the Providence line, the Salus, the militia rifle. I mean, it just goes on and on. And just go check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the weaponized woman that is Keita Bussey. Now, whenever you're changing platforms, whenever you're changing guns, because since I've known you, you've shot two platforms. You've shot Tangfolio and Rock Island. How much ramp up time do you require when you settle on that platform that's going to be the one you're going to run with?
Usually, it takes about 2 weeks of dry fire to get used to the new platform. But there is some time, you know, anytime you have a gun that you haven't tested on the range, you have to figure out what things are going to go wrong and how to prevent them and how to fix them.
And?
For example, the slide stops break on a lot of the double action guns, so you know you have to carry extra slide stops with you. If you've just switched to that platform, you might not know that you have to have extra slide stops with you because you're not expecting the slide stop to break, and then it puts you out of the match if you don't have a backup gun. So there's sort of a learning curve with getting a new gun, switching to a new platform.
So which was the double action gun that you had to do a lot of slide stops with? Tangfolio?
I have not personally had that issue. I just know that it is an issue with certain metal framed guns. I won't name names.
Well, listen, there's only two or three that sponsor me, so you couldn't hurt nobody's feelings here. So if you have like a slide stop go out, do you have to change that on the run?
You would just, if it's during a stage, you're kind of screwed unless you happen to have one on your person and you can change it in less than 3 minutes, and by then you've zeroed the stage anyway. You have 3 minutes to get your gun working again before they stop you and say, okay, you're done shooting this stage.
I had to hit the cough button, excuse me. Anyway, that happens. So, wow. So if you have a slide stop in the middle of the stage, I guess there's really no way for you to continue the stage, is it? Does that basically
really.
Take the gun out? Yeah.
You just zero the stage. You get a zero score.
Does that pretty much put you out of the running?
It depends on what your running is. So if you're competing for the world champion and your slide stop breaks in the middle of the stage and you zero the stage, then, yeah, you're probably going to be out of the running to be the world champion. You might still make top 10 or something like that, depending on how bad other people mess up. If you've been shooting really well on every other stage and zero a stage, it might average out with other people making major, major mistakes. So you never want to give up. You always want to keep trying your best because you never know what mistakes other people are going to make.
Right.
You're in the running for first place and then someone ends up getting disqualified and you gave up because your slide stop broke on a stage.
So with this one particular brand, you would call them up and say, all right, I'm getting ready to go to this competition. I need 15 magazines. I need a few springs. I need 25 slide stops.
Right. Well, maybe not that many. But, you know, probably have two of them with you at the range.
Well, doesn't it? I mean, it just sort of seems to me if you were having a slide stop problem, what is it? The part of it is that's in the frame is breaking, shearing off, or what?
Shears off.
Well, isn't that a pretty easy fix?
You would think. You would think they would just change the kind of metal it's made out of to a different density.
This is probably why you're not with them anymore, right? Because you were thinking, this is a pretty easy fix. And, then, you know, they were still sending you like a sandwich baggie full of slide stops every time you would take off and go somewhere far flung to shoot for them, huh?
Oh, you would think.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what happened, but we won't get into that.
I understand. So does this change what you carry on a daily basis when you're back stateside and you're just carrying a weapon for self-defense?
No, I actually carry the P365. I've been looking lately at the Glock 48, considering getting one of those as well.
You know, I think Steve carries one of those, but I, you know.
He does. He has a lot of those, actually.
The thing with the Glocks, though, I mean, Glock was 2 years late to the single-stack setup. When Smith & Wesson and Springfield came out with theirs, they were like, single stacks. And then, of course, they got their heads handed to them. And I still think the M&P in that particular sort of platform is the better gun. Now, I haven't tried the 48, which is, what, it's a Glock 19 size, but it's a single stack pistol, 10 rounds still, I guess?
It's 10 rounds, yeah. They just came out with Glock didn't come out with it, but there is an aftermarket magazine you can get that holds 15 rounds, and it's flush, but you have to change to an aftermarket mag release for it to work with your gun.
Right. I think I saw that. I don't understand why you would go to all that trouble when you could just buy a Glock 19 and be done with that and call it what it is. And I guess some people that don't like the Glock 19, but... the Glock 19 is still one of the top three guns sold in the United States today.
Yeah, that for me, that would be a winter carry gun with a parka. In the summer, I wouldn't be able to get away with that.
I don't believe that, though. I mean, I've seen you out and about, and I just think you're smart enough to know how to conceal these things.
I know how to, but then I have to make wardrobe choices, and, you know, I'm a girl, so sometimes I like to look pretty.
Well, I mean, but they have holsters for, I mean, there's far more holsters for ladies to carry concealed than there are for guys. We got, what do we got? We got our hip. If we're really flexible, we might consider an ankle holster. I have an ankle holster, but if I used it, I still wouldn't be able to reach the gun, even if the guy gave me 3 or 4 minutes to get to it.
We talked about before, though, how, yes, there are a lot of options for women, but that also poses a problem that it takes away from the consistency.
Yeah.
You always want to be drawing from the same place, so you have that muscle memory.
Why? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would imagine you'd want to carry your gun where you carry your gun in competition, because you're probably pretty fast in the competition configuration. So I could see where you'd want to do that. But that sort of interests me to the degree that I just think you could conceal whatever it is you want.
You can,
But, I mean, what's the difference? Well, that's right. You know what? We're coming up on the next break. So one more time, tell us where you can find a book, because I want to have this discussion about why you would want to go this way versus the other way. Because I do these kind of comparisons all the time. But where can we find the Keita Bussey latest book?
It is Smart Moves, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports on Amazon.com by Keita Bussey, KeitaBussey. And it is the only book on movement for the shooting sports that exists.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ah!
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, back off of all of her travels and everything else. Now, I think that we ought to have like a book signing at the party for you. And
party?
At the party, you know, at the Nighthawk Agency Arms party. And then if people want to pose for a picture, then they have to be brave enough to put a cigarette in their mouth and let you knock it out with your whip.
Well, I did then, do that once, but it was an accident.
What, you put out somebody's cigarette with a...
I put out someone else's cigarette with my whip, but
I was actually
just lucky I didn't accidentally take their head off.
How does one accidentally put somebody's cigarette out with a whip?
I was trying to learn how to crack a whip and accidentally put out someone's cigarette that was in their mouth. So that's
were they standing behind you?
Whacking them in the face. So it looked like I was awesome, but actually I was reckless and stupid.
I go with awesome. That's just the way I'm going to go. Just because. Yeah, I think that would be fun to do. Don't you think that would be fun? I think that would be splendid to do. Plus, if you want to, you can have a little shooting contest with the radio guy. And then whoever wins that one could say, okay, well, I get to try to knock a cigarette out of somebody's mouth with the whip. But neither one of us would be, you don't smoke, do you? I don't smoke.
We don't like.
Yeah. I can think of one or two we could stick out there.
I don't want to put it out on you, and you don't want to put it out on me, so we have to hunt somebody down that neither one of us likes, and then we'll put out their cigarette with our whip.
Well, my list will be, I'll have a target-rich environment on something like that. But see, I don't smoke, and you don't smoke, so, I mean, we can't be sitting there smoking and in the hopes that, our buddy's going to knock our cigarette out for us. So
there you go.
I just find that sort of amusing. But, as I've said, now,
Will you be shooting as an independent or as a sponsored shooter when you make this switch?
Well, I do have some sponsors. If I go with the CZ, it would be through the Ipsic store, not directly through CZ. So they would help me out with parts and with the purchase of the gun itself and things like that. But with the other companies, it would be, with some of the other ones I'm looking at, it would be a sponsorship.
Right.
Through the company itself.
Yeah. I mean, that whole thing, that is, I find that to be quite intriguing, what you guys have to go through to get sponsorship and everything else, and what you, I mean, do some sponsorships not work out? Like, are there shooters out there that get out there and they're like, yeah, we want you to shoot for us. That's right. You're an eagle eye. We want you to shoot for us. And then they get out there and they get no support. They get no, you know, they just, the yeah. deal is about, how does, what happens with that when that happens?
So then there's a contract. So if the person who wrote the contract, the company who wrote the contract does not abide by it, then yes, you could take legal action, but it basically renders you unsponsorable with future sponsors, and they know that going in, that you're probably not going to do anything if they don't uphold their end of the bargain. But if you don't uphold your end of the bargain, then you get cut as a sponsored shooter.
That's sort of one-sided. Who made that rule? Who came up with that
one? How things are.
Yeah, that's messed up. I mean,
you know, most companies are really good and they take care of their shooters. I mean, of course, not everybody is awesome, but most of the companies are really good.
I've never heard of that actually happening. I guess that's because
you wouldn't hear of it.
That's scandalous. That is absolutely scandalous.
That is why you won't ever hear of it.
That's crazy, though. That's how one day that's going to get out, though. Somebody's going to get burned. Some new shooter is going to be like, well, you know, I'm not going to put up with this. I don't have to put up with this. I wasn't shooting before, and I won't be shooting after, so what am I going to miss? And they'll just get out there and blow that one wide open, and we'll see how that works out. I guess, but I don't know. I've often wondered about that. So, like, for you, with all of this travel that you have to do and everything, is that on you? Is that on your sponsors?
That's on me. That's for my business. So I am my own sponsor, basically.
Gotcha. What do you do for? I understand. when you go overseas, how do you get your you've told me how you fly with guns overseas, but how do you get ammo over there?
So usually you're limited to 11 kilograms. It's based on the airline's decision. There's no federal law saying it can only be 11 kilograms, but most airlines limit you to that amount. They don't always take it out and weigh it, so most of the time it's sort of don't ask, don't tell. And then if they weigh it, you're screwed out of some ammo. So that's one way. Another way is to buy match ammo. So a lot of the competitions will have ammo available for purchase. And the problem with that is you've never tested it in your gun, so you don't know if you're going to make power factor with the combination of that ammunition and your gun because you've never tested it.
So I guess if you step down from 40 to 9 millimeter, that will be one thing that you won't be looking at power factor anymore, right?
Yeah, you can still. So with 40, you can end up going sub minor, which means you get bumped minor, which means you get less points for your hit. So you just have to shoot more accurately if you don't make it. Unfortunately,
right.
You might not find out until after you've completed the match and then you go chrono. So then you get bumped to minor. But if you are shooting minor, you can't go sub minor because you already are minor.
Right.
So then your score just doesn't count. You're shooting powder puff loads.
So, next, will you be back next week? Will we? I mean, last time we had you for a week, and then you were gone for a month. You going to be with us for a bit?
I'm with you. I'm here.
Cool. So, that I look forward to. The book. How is the book doing?
The book is doing really well.
Yeah.
I take as many copies with me as I can when I travel because I go to countries where Amazon doesn't exactly deliver without getting raided. So I bring as many as I can, and I come back with none. So I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I sold 20 copies that I brought with me on my last trip. Trip before that, I did 30 copies that I brought with me. And I got some funny looks going through the airport. I put them all in my carry-on roller bag because there's no weight limit on that.
Right.
Packed full of books, and then it goes through the scanner, and they're going, is this a bomb? What is this? Because it's so dense, they can't see through it. They don't know what's in there. So then I always have to open it up. I'm like, what's with all the books?
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're about to run out of time, so check out the book, Smart. Give out the info on it one more time.
It is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Kita Bussey, KITABUSSE. Available on Amazon.com.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for joining me. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. Coming up next, hour number two, we're going to be joined by Paul Markle. Fresh off of his fight with cancer, the student of the gun, this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.